Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Alcy.
All right, so we started learning about this story
Yes.
that has a rich emperor
Mm-hmm.
and a nightingale. Let's kind of go over this story before we get into day two.
Sure.
Now, so the rich emperor Mm-hmm. has a palace with a beautiful garden.
That's right. And Mm-hmm. he has many servants who work for him.
That's right. Okay, so surrounding or all around his palace is a forest. And a plain nightingale lives there, singing the most beautiful songs.
有一只夜莺会唱很美妙的歌曲。People visited the emperor from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote books about his home.
Because it was so beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, so everyone agreed, all these visitors agreed, that the nightingale was the best part
Mm-hmm.
of visiting the emperor.
Yes.
Now, the emperor asked his servants to bring the nightingale to him.
Mm-hmm. In today's article, we're going to find out why the emperor Mm. wanted his servants to bring in this bird.
Mm-hmm.
What was he going to do?
Let's check it out.
The Emperor and the Nightingale.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
The servants traveled to the forest and found the nightingale. They brought it back to the palace.When the emperor saw the plain bird, he said,
How can you make beautiful music when you're so plain?
Then the nightingale started singing.Her song made the emperor cry. The emperor said,
Nightingale, your song is beautiful. I will keep you in a cage in my palace.You can sing for me all day.
Although birds should live in the forest, the nightingale stayed with the emperor. Then one day, the emperor received a gift, a toy nightingale.The toy was gold and had diamonds on it. It also made music.
Word power!
Cage. Cage.Vanessa keeps her rabbits in a big cage. Vanessa keeps her rabbits in a big cage. Receive, receive. Receive, received, received. Children receive red envelopes during Chinese New Year.Children receive red envelopes during Chinese New Year. Gold. Gold. Follow this treasure map. It leads the way to gold. Follow this treasure map. It leads the way to gold. Diamond. Diamond. Gary.Gave his girlfriend a diamond ring and asked her to marry him. Gary gave his girlfriend a diamond ring and asked her to marry him.
Day two of our article starts by saying, the servants traveled to the forest and found the nightingale.
今天的文章呢，一开始说到啊，仆人们到了森林里面，找到了这只夜莺。
I hope she's okay.
Me too. What happens next?
Let's find out. The article says they brought it, or the nightingale, they brought it back to the palace.
他们呢就把这只鸟带回宫殿。I'm so curious about what the emperor was going to do.
I know.
To make it sing for him?To put it into the cage or to kill it?
Well, I hope not. But let's look in the article. Now, the next line of our article is quite long. It says, when the emperor saw the plain bird, he said, how can you make beautiful music when you're so plain?
哦、oh, ，所以当皇帝看到这只平凡的小鸟的时候呢，他就说啦，也就是问这只小鸟哦，你是如何能在这么不起眼的状态下，却制造出美妙的音乐？
Now, how interesting. We use the word when twice in that sentence.
Yes.
Now, can you explain the ways we used it, Elsie?
Of course. 文章这句话中的第一个 when 代表的是当点点点的时候，也就是用来连接两个接续的动作。那文章当中第二个 when 则是用来表达前后相反的意义，我们可以解释为不过或者是却的意思。For example, he told everyone he had a good life when we all knew he didn't. 他告诉每个人他过得很好，不过，但是我们都知道事实并非如此。那现在让我们进入 Matchbox， 听听讲师如何讲解 when 的用法。
Matchbox， 找亮点。
How can it be possible? I saw her in the class when Ron told me that he was with her. 这怎么可能呢？我刚刚明明啊，才在班上看到妙丽啊，隆恩怎么同时跟我说他跟妙丽在一起？这是什么妖术？哎呀，对不起，我刚刚太惊讶，忘记自我介绍了。但相信呢，大名鼎鼎的我呢，应该是无人不知，无人不晓啊，没有错，我就是呢魔法世界的救星。哈利波特。顺便介绍一下呢，我有两个好朋友，一个呢你应该见过，他呢叫做妙丽，那还有另外一个呢就叫做荣恩。哦，听说呢妙丽小姐呢拿到了一个神奇的魔法道具，所以呢她可以跟忍者一样哦，用影分身。 That's why she can date Ron when she is in the class. 哦，原来呢这就是她可以上课的同时还跟荣恩约会的。 That's why she can date Ron when she is in the class.when 这个字呢就是当什么时候的意思，例如呢他在约会跟他在上课是同一个时间发生的事情了，我们呢就会用 when 连起来。当然一般日常生活呢是没有办法分身的，我们再举一个比较实际的例子咯。例如呢我昨天呢要找荣恩陪我去练习骑扫把的时候呢，诶，我到他房间的时候他在干嘛？他正好在看书咯。 When I got there he was reading. When I got to his room he was reading. 你呢也可以用另外一个字 while 也可以翻译为当哦。Ron came over while I was practicing. 我在练习的时候，荣恩来了。跟刚刚 when 的用法呢是一样的意思，一样的用法哦。中文呢就翻译为当，用来呢连接两件事情发生在同一时间的时候喽。那 when 呢当做当翻译之外呢，它还有另外一个神奇的用法了。例如呢，我们在课文里面看到的 when， 它呢就是当作 considering the fact that， 也就是呢用来引出某个观点、评论或是问题的原因了。它呢就可以翻译为哦，既然考虑到什么什么什么的意思了。因此呢 ，you can judge a person when you don't know him。You can judge a person when you don't know him。这句话呢就是说呢，你不可以呢在你不认识这个人的时候就轻易的评断他哦。 我们再举一个例子好了。最近呢，荣恩跟我说呢，他将来呢想当个寻龙师哦，但是呢，他竟然不想去上课。所以呢，我就跟他说了 ，How can you say you want to be a dragon trainer when you don't make any effort？ 你呢都没有付出努力，怎么可以说你想当寻龙师呢 ？How can you say you want to be a dragon trainer when you don't make any effort？ 在 you don't make any effort， 你完全没有做任何事情的情况下 ，How can you say you want to be a dragon trainer？ 你怎么会想要说你可以当一个寻龙师呢？这样子对于 when 这个字有没有比较懂的呢 ？Magic Box， 我们下次见。
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Let's go back to the article. The nightingale is now in the emperor's palace, but the emperor thinks she's plain. Mm-hmm. He wonders how such a plain bird can make such beautiful music. Then the article says this.Then the nightingale started singing.
Wow, 接下来呢，这只夜莺就唱起歌来了。
Now, of course, like usual, the song is very beautiful. Mm-hmm. We know this because the article says, her song made the emperor cry.
她的歌声竟然让皇帝哭了。Wow, the bird's music must have been really powerful and touching. The emperor cried.
Right. So the song was so beautiful, it made him cry. Now, the emperor wants to tell the nightingale this. It says, the emperor said, Nightingale, your song is beautiful.
皇帝接着就对这只夜莺说啊，夜莺啊，你的歌曲真是美妙。I want to listen to the nightingale's song now.
Well, you can't right now, but maybe when we're all done teaching, you can listen to it on the computer.
Okay.
Okay, so the emperor wants something, though. He says, I will keep you in a cage in my palace.
皇帝接着说呢，我会把你养在我宫殿中的笼子里面。
Okay, now we saw the noun cage in that sentence. Cage is spelled C-A-G-E, cage.Let's find out more about it now.
A cage is like a box made of metal bars for people to keep animals or birds inside. Now, cages are made of bars so that the animals can breathe. The air can still go in and out. As an example, we could say Vanessa keeps her rabbits in a big cage. Let's say that one more time. Vanessa keeps her rabbits in a big cage.
Cage, 笼子。例句说呢 ,Vanessa 把她的兔子养在一个大笼子里头。To keep a pet in a cage, 将宠物放在笼子里面饲养。Do you have a pet?
I don't.
I don't either, but if I had a fish, I would put it in the pond.
You put it in the
actually,
pond.
Actually, I don't have a pond.
No.
Okay, so was the emperor going to keep the bird as a pet?
Well, let's find out in the article. Mm-hmm. It says, you can sing for me all day.
Oh, 你可以整天都为我唱歌。I knew it. He wants to listen to the beautiful music every day.
I mean, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Right. Okay, so now the nightingale is very nice to the emperor. Mm-hmm. The article tells us why. It says, although birds should live in the forest, the nightingale stayed with the emperor.
文章接下来说到呢，虽然鸟儿应该是要住在森林里头，但是这只夜莺却待下来跟皇帝一起。我们看到 stay with， stay 是待下来，那 with 是一个介系词，代表和的意思。So the nightingale didn't fly away.
No. All right, the emperor is now living happily in the palace with the nightingale in a cage. Something interesting happens next, though.The article says, then one day, the emperor received a gift, a toy nightingale.
文章接下来说到呢，然后有一天呢，这位皇帝收到了一份礼物，是一只玩具夜莺。 Who sends the emperor this toy?
I'm not sure. It doesn't really say. So.
And why did the person send him this toy?
Well,
I have so many questions.
They know that the emperor likes nightingales, so they thought this toy would be a nice gift. Right. So we saw the word receive in that sentence. Receive is a verb. It's spelled R-E-C-E-I-V-E. Receive. What does it mean, though?
We're talking about the verb receive. The word receive means to get something or have someone else give you something. For example, we could say, children receive red envelopes during Chinese New Year. Let's say that one more time. Children receive red envelopes during Chinese New Year.
Receive 是收到的意思，我们也可以用 get 来代换。那过去式和过去分词呢，我们在字尾加上 d 就可以了。例句说呢，小孩子在中国新年的时候会收到红包。
We can receive a lot of things.
我们可以收到很多的东西。Besides receiving red envelopes, 除了像例句提到的收到红包之外 ,we can receive letters,我们可以收到信件。We can receive phone calls too, 我们也可以接到电话。Of course, we can say to receive letters, to get letters, to receive phone calls, to get phone calls.
You can receive emails, you can get emails, all these kinds of things.
And I got a question, Erin. What do you want to receive for your birthday? What do you want to get for your birthday?
Well, I don't usually want a lot, but I know my mom asks me this question every year.
And what's your answer?
I always just say money.
How much?
No, not much. I mean, I don't I have most of my own money now, but she wants to give me a gift, and so I'm happy to receive a gift. Usually, she'll send me a book, or she'll just give me some money, so I receive some money. And then I use that money to buy something interesting.
Oh, so next time I'll put some money into red envelopes and give you...
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I would love to receive a red envelope.
That sounds good.
Okay, well, let's get back to the article. This wasn't just any toy nightingale. This toy nightingale is special. Now, the article says the toy was gold and had diamonds on it.
Fancy. 这个玩具呢不是普通的玩具哦。它呢是黄金然后呢上面呢还有钻石。
Okay, we have...
Golden diamonds?
It's a... I mean, he's an emperor. It's not just any toy. We have two words to look at in this sentence. The first one is gold, which is a noun. It's spelled G-O-L-D, gold.
So gold is a soft yellow metal. It's often used in jewelry, and it's worth a lot of money. Now here, it means made of gold. We can use it in an example sentence like this. Follow this treasure map. It leads the way to gold. Let's say it one more time. Follow this treasure map. It leads the way to gold.
Gold 就是黄金的意思啦。那我们例句说到呢，跟着这个藏宝图走，它就会带你到黄金的地方。好啦，那同学们呢，应该有想到 gold 跟 golden 有什么不同哦。有的时候你会看到 gold 它放在一个名词的前面，那其实它就是从名词转变成形容词来形容后面的东西。比如说 a gold necklace 代表的就是黄金制的项链。那 golden 呢，则是金色的，可是不一定是黄金制造的哦。那再来呢，像 gold 黄金，或者是 iron 铁，或者是 silver 银，或者是 copper 铜，这些都是 metal 金属，对不对？金属是不可数的哦。所以如果我们要说一块黄金，我们要给它单位，这个单位叫做 piece， a piece of gold。
Okay.Thank you very much, Elsie. Now, the second word we saw was diamond. Diamond is a noun, and it's spelled D-I-A-M-O-N-D, diamond.
A diamond is a hard, clear stone. It's often used in jewelry, especially in engagement rings. Now, as an example, we could say, Gary gave his girlfriend a diamond ring and asked her to marry him. Let's say it one more time. Gary gave his girlfriend a diamond ring and asked her to marry him.
Diamond, 钻石。例句说呢， Gary 给他的女朋友啊一颗钻戒，并且跟他求婚。
Mm-hmm. Now, the toy nightingale could do something, too. Mm-hmm. The article says it also made music.
Whoa, the same as the real nightingale.
Mm-hmm.
文章接下来说到呢，这个玩具会制造音乐。Okay, I'm so confused here. The same questions.
Mm-hmm.
为什么皇帝会收到这样的礼物? Why did the emperor receive the toy? But you explained it to me,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's just
Aaron
a gift.
老师刚刚已经、mm-hmm.提醒过我，就是因为皇帝喜欢 nightingales， 所以大家都想要送皇帝这样的礼物。But did it mean anything special?、Mm. Or just a gift? 就是礼物而已。
I think it's just a
and
gift.
And who sent it?
Well, we don't know.
We don't care.
One of the emperor's visitors. All right.
是访客。
My question is,、mm-hmm. does this mean that the emperor doesn't need the real nightingale anymore?
Your question is way better than mine. It sounds like it.、Mm-hmm. I wonder what will happen to her.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have time to find out today. Tune in again tomorrow to see how the story ends. But for now, let's finish up today with our review time.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, welcome back to A Plus English's game show! I'm here again with Elsie. Today, we're going to play a spelling game.
拼字游戏
Now, Elsie will have to spell the words correctly to get her points. Remember, she has 3 points so far.
我现在有三分，我要再多积分才行。Okay, bring it on.
Alright, we're going to start with an easy word here, Elsie.
Okay.
Your word is gold.
Gold? G-O-L-D, gold.
You got it. All right, so Elsie's at 4 points. It's easy to remember because it means old、
mm-hmm.
with a G, right?
就是在形容词老 old 这个字前面加上一个 G 就可以了。
Mm-hmm. All right, now are you ready for your hard word?
Of course.
Okay.
Always.
How do you spell diamond?
Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Diamond, M-O-N-D.
Perfect. All right, Elsie's got 2 points. Let's do one more. Now, this、
okay.
is a word that I always spell wrong.
It's a difficult one, huh?
Let's see if Elsie can spell it right. The word is receive.
Receive,、mm-hmm. R-E-C-E-I-V-E.
Perfect.
Yay!
Very good, Elsie.
How many points do I have now?
You have six points.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today's game show. Stay tuned for day 3 of our article. We'll find out what happens to our nightingale. But for now, and for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
The Emperor and the Nightingale.
The servants traveled to the forest and found the nightingale. They brought it back to the palace. When the emperor saw the plain bird, he said,
How can you make beautiful music when you're so plain?
Then the nightingale started singing. Her song made the emperor cry. The emperor said,
Nightingale, your song is beautiful. I will keep you in a cage in my palace. You can sing for me all day.
Although birds should live in the forest, the nightingale stayed with the emperor. Then one day, the emperor received a gift, a toy nightingale. The toy was gold and had diamonds on it. It also made music.
Cage. Cage. Vanessa keeps her rabbits in a big cage.Vanessa keeps her rabbits in a big cage. Receive, receive. Receive, received, received. Children receive red envelopes during Chinese New Year. Children receive red envelopes during Chinese New Year. Gold. Gold. Follow this treasure map. It leads the way to gold. Follow this treasure map. It leads the way to gold. Diamond. Diamond. Gary gave his girlfriend a diamond ring and asked her to marry him. Gary gave his girlfriend a diamond ring and asked her to marry him.